Well, as we heard, the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, led the government attack on the banks and had that scathing criticism of lazy and ineffective bank boards. Peter Van Onselen joins me now in the breakfast studio. Peter, hello there.
Good morning.
So Scott Morrison won't lose any votes bashing the boards of the banks, that's for sure. But given the way the government dragged its feet in setting up the Royal Commission, do you think he'll get points now for being tough on the banks?
Well, I think he'll just stop losing points would be the way that I'd refer to it. I'm not sure that he'll win anything because it is true that there's a level of hypocrisy here. They took so long fighting tooth and nail against the idea of a Royal Commission. They eventually came on board. They then undercooked what they expected to hear. They gave us very fast and sharp terms of references and dates for reporting back. And the amount of what has been discovered, as much as I would argue that there's a little bit of a feeding frenzy on this, nonetheless, it goes contrary to what the government have been saying. So he's doing what he has to do politically, but I think most voters are somewhat cynical given where the government started.
Why do you think there's a feeding frenzy? I mean, what we're hearing from the Royal Commission is news to most of us and it's shocking.
Look, it is, but a lot of what we're hearing from the Royal Commission is really a public airing of what authorities already knew. So there are some new things, don't get me wrong, but much of it, ASIC and other regulators were already across. The difference is it didn't get the headlines because it didn't have that sharp focus that a Royal Commission gives it. Equally, whilst a lot of the authorities were on top of this, I say on top of it in terms of knowledge, less so in terms of investigation. And that comes back to the government again. They've cut a lot of funding out of regulators that should be doing their jobs.
And I was just putting the point there to Elizabeth Proust about the BCA campaign going to the barricades for company tax cuts, going to barricades for the government's company tax cuts. So at the same time that Scott Morrison is talking tough to the boardrooms, the Business Council is on the hustings, will be on the hustings for the government in a sense. Elizabeth Proust reckons they're going to fail because of the Royal Commission. Do you think this is going to help the government in its pitch or hinder it?
I agree with her. I think it'll fail. It's very hard for them to mount an argument about company tax cuts, even if you philosophically agree with it, in the context of the big banks going through what the Royal Commission is putting them through with the levels of scandal when the government is simultaneously arguing that they should get billions of dollars in tax cuts and they should be condemned for the misconduct. The two things are different. I understand the philosophical argument about company tax cuts, but to convince voters at a time when they're not getting much, even if they get a little bit via income tax cuts, it's a very, very difficult sell.
Well, talking of that, we will apparently, low and middle income earners will get tax cuts to be unveiled in the budget on Tuesday night. Overnight, the Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe warned, though, that wages growth are going to remain stuck around 2% for some time to come. Is that going to help the government with its sell tax cuts, even as expected on the modest side, at least to begin with?
Well, it at least shows that they need something, but it also shows that small income tax cuts are at least something, but it's not much.
And the Greens, Richard Di Natale told us earlier, he won't support personal tax cuts.
Well, and that could be an issue depending on the complexion of the rest of the crossbench. Labor, you would think, would. But the bigger issue, I think, about what the Reserve Bank is saying around such low wages growth is what that says about the budget forecast. Keep an eye on those forecasts at what they say about wages growth, because if my memory serves me correctly, last year's budget for the out years was certainly predicting more than 2% wages growth, and that means that they're more bullish than they should be about their pathway back to surplus.
More bullish than the Reserve Bank Governor.
Well, yes, depending on who's right.
Peter Van Onselen, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen, contributing editor with The Australian, Professor of Politics at the University of WA, and our regular Wednesday political commentator.